Well, hey there, y'all. You're tuned in to Aquila Galaxy Radio, the proud voice of the Free Star Collective and the soul of the frontier. I'm Ruby Jo Callahan, and this here's Dust and Echoes, where we spin the sounds of yesteryear, from Earth's golden age to the dusty trails of the settled systems. Tonight, we're serving up a platter of tunes that have weathered solar storms, bar brawls, and long hauls through the black. We got boot stomping rockabilly, neon-drenched ballads, and a few rare cuts. Music that still kicks like a mule and sings like a siren. And don't you go wandering off just yet, because after the last track spins, we're switching gears to Frontier Chronicles. That's when Frontier Dispatch's own Jackson Ryder sits down with the one and only Heinrich Karling, legendary explorer, fresh off a harrowing return from the ruins of Lund Inyan. Word is, he's got tales that'll chill your bones and stir your soul. So kick off your boots, pour something strong, and let the stars spin while the music plays. This is Dust and Echoes, only on Aquila Galaxy Radio, where the past ain't forgotten. It's just riding shotgun.
This thing's that I regret, like being called a nervous wreck and working up another sweat field. There's nothing I can do but counterparts and bleeding hearts and all things that fall apart for you. I don't keep my secrets there. I hide them everywhere.
Those who find themselves ridiculous sit down next to me. In love and fear and hate and tears. In love and fear and hate and tears. In love and fear and hate and tears. In love and fear and hate. Down. Down.
Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Sit down next to me. Sit down.
Lose.
kicks got the weekend to get through. She's keeping the rain off her Saturday hairdo. She stops for a coffee, she smiles at the waiter. He winks at his friends and they laugh at her later. He's cleaning the car on his purple dash driveway. New shiny leather he got for his birthday. He reads Harold Robbins, he flirts with his neighbor. Ignores her at breakfast, he's reading the paper. He dreams of a roller, she dreams of a fast getaway. He's not a prince, he's not a king. She's not a woman.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave you in good hands. Jackson Ryder's up next with Frontier Chronicles.
Welcome back to another thrilling story on Frontier Chronicles, where we dive deep into the uncharted territories of the universe and bring you stories from the edge of human experience. I'm your host, Jackson Ryder, and today we have a truly special guest. Joining us is the legendary adventurer, Heinrich Karling, who recently returned from a perilous journey to Londinion.
Ah, danke, Jackson. It is got to be here. Londinion, ja, what a place. Full of history and danger.
Heinrich, you've been to some of the most dangerous places in the settled systems. But Londinion after the colony war, that's a whole new level, man. What drove you to go there?
Ach, Jackson, it is the curiosity, you know. The need to see with my own eyes what remains after such devastation. Londinion, once a thriving hub of trade and culture, now a ghost city. I had to document it, to show the galaxy what war leaves behind.
And you're making a documentary about this journey, right? Can you give us a sneak peek into what you discovered?
Ja, ja. The documentary will be called Echoes of Londinion. We'd found many things, Jackson. The ruins of the old spaceport still smoldering in places. But the most exciting discovery was in the underground tunnels. We stumbled upon an old United Colonies bunker, untouched since the war.
That sounds incredible. What did you find inside the bunker?
Inside, we found relics of the past, old data logs, personal belongings of soldiers who never made it out. But the most fascinating was a local data cache, heavily encrypted. Once we cracked it, we found never-before-seen footage of the Terramorph attack on Londinion. It was chilling, Jackson.
Terramorphs. I saw a photo of them recently. They are the stuff of nightmares, man. What did the footage show?
It showed the initial chaos within the sealed city. People were trapped, left to fend for themselves. The footage captured their desperation, the struggle to survive without any hope of rescue. It is a stark reminder of the horrors of war. But that is not all we found. There was also a diary belonging to a young girl named Annie Gagarin. She survived the attack for several days, writing about her journey through the ruins.
That's heartbreaking. What did Annie's diary reveal?
Her diary is a testament to human resilience. She wrote about hiding from the Terramorphs, scavenging for food, and trying to find other survivors. Her words are haunting, yet filled with hope. It is a powerful story that will be featured prominently in the documentary.
And you mentioned the Terramorphs are still plaguing the city?
Ja, they are. We had several close calls with them. These creatures are relentless, still roaming the streets, making Londinion a very dangerous place. It was a constant battle to stay one step ahead of them.
That sounds truly terrifying. How did you manage to navigate such a dangerous environment?
It was a combination of careful planning and a bit of luck. We avoided staying outside in the dark and moved around the city through the underground tunnels. There were moments when we had to hide for hours, waiting for the creatures to pass.
Could the United Colonies have done anything to rescue the city, in your expert opinion?
Ah, Jackson, you know what they say. Where there is a will, there is a way. But the United Colonies were dealing with the devastation and chaos of war. They were overwhelmed by the Terramorphs. Perhaps with more preparation and understanding, they could have mounted a rescue. In the future, I believe they will be better prepared. It is a lesson learned, yeah?
That's incredibly sobering. What do you hope people take away from your documentary?
I hope they see the cost of war, Jackson. The destruction, the loss, but also the resilience of humanity. Even in the ruins, there is hope. We must learn from the past to build a better future.
Wise words, Heinrich. I can't wait to see Echoes of Londinion. Thank you for sharing your incredible journey with us.
Danke, Jackson. It was my pleasure.
And thanks to you listeners for joining us on Frontier Chronicles.